Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby. There's a potential for severe thunderstorms throughout the state Sunday. The National Weather Service is also predicting the possibility of isolated tornadoes as well as large hail and damaging winds. All of North Georgia, including the Atlanta area, faces an enhanced risk for severe weather. Expect storms Sunday morning across the western part of the state, with the system expected to move through the rest of Georgia in the afternoon. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control say ground beef is likely the source of a recent E. coli outbreak. 109 people in six states, including Georgia, have become ill, but no deaths have been reported. So far, health officials have not linked the outbreak to any particular source or supplier. The life of a Revolutionary War hero, often called the father of the American cavalry, may be a rare window into the complexities of gender, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
When the remains of Polish nobleman and general Casimir Pulaski were disinterred from a Savannah monument in the 1990s, they were unmistakably female. That was a mystery. Now, anthropologist Virginia Hutton Estabrook of Georgia Southern University and others have shown through DNA and the historical record that the skeleton was the socially male and mustachioed Pulaski. Estabrook says the finding shows how bad skeletal remains are at describing gender.
We don't know what any intersex condition looks like skeletally.
Estabrook says it's only because of Pulaski's well-documented life that she can say he was an intersex man. She says that puts the number of known intersex skeletons in the archaeological record at one. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
I'm Sophia Salaby.